Hey, good morning. This is Julie Farrow with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today is Lori Henthorn with TBHC Foster Care and Adoption. Good morning, Lori.
Morning, Julie. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Good.
Lori, it is time for another big event. Tell us about it.
Yes, it is. We are looking forward to our second annual Dancing with the Ellis County Stars. It will be held on February 11th of next year, coming up really soon. We have got some amazing dancers this year, just like last year. Do you want me to go ahead and introduce who we have dancing for us
right
now?
You might as well, yeah,
okay.
Tell us.
Okay, so first up we will have John and Sarah Bell. They are the pastors at Covenant Life Church.
Mm-hmm.
We have Freddie and Tiffany Stanmore. Freddie is the principal at Life Middle School.
Yes.
Matt and Kate Authier. Matt is with Gateway Mortgage, and Kate is the Wildman STEAM Academy principal. Ann Montgomery will be dancing with J.T. Taylor. She is the Ellis County DA, and he is with Waxahachie PD.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andy and Melanie Reynolds. He is the WHS Theater Director. She is CEO of Emerald City Therapies. And then Angela Hodge and her boys. She is with Mind Above Matter. So we've got a great crew, and I'm super excited to see what they're going to do this year.
You know what? You have a lot of personalities going on in that group.
Yep.
That's a lot of fun.
Yes, we do.
I bet the competition's going to, I bet the bar is being raised this year.
Yes, and I think there's going to be a little bit of good-natured banter going on on social media as we get closer. It's going to
yes.
be fun to watch.
I think every one of those groups are going to be, I'm sitting here going through it and I'm thinking they're all very creative people and
mm-hmm.
have a lot of, personality. So that's going to be fun to watch.
Yes, it is.
So last year, you know, I competed in it, and I was sitting there talking to Lori right before we started the show and talking about how last year a lot of people wanted to attend,
mm-hmm.
but they waited too long and it was sold out.
That's right.
And it sold out before the end of the year, right?
It did.
Yeah.
It did. And so this, if you have the least desire to attend this next one, I would say these tickets would make great stocking stuffers.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yes, it is. The tickets are $60 each, and they're available at tbhc.org. Just go to the events tab, and you'll be able to get your tickets there. We had people calling us the day before, trying to get in, and the tickets were long gone by then.
Yeah.
So please reserve early, because we've got to give our count to the caterer and all that good stuff. So,
yeah, and people don't realize how much planning goes into events this size.
You
really have to work backwards for, you know, almost a year planning mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. making sure that you have the room size right and table placement and all that. So it can be amazing for
yes,
them
ma'am.
When they get there.
Absolutely. And I think it will be amazing. We listened to our sponsors and some of our attendees and got some feedback on what would make it even better this next year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of tweaking some things, and just every year we hope to make it a little bit better. And just got so much great feedback last year. Everybody loved it. You
yeah.
were amazing.
Everybody was. It was a fun time. I enjoyed getting to do it, and I know Doug Barnes did. Speaking of the sponsors and stuff, so you mentioned some sponsor feedback. What is going on with the sponsors this year? Do you have anyone presenting this year?
I have a title sponsor. I would love to mention. Thank you for asking. I just want to give a huge thank you to Imagination. They believed in us last year without ever really having worked with us before, and this was a huge first time event, and they took a chance on us, and they're with us again this year, and I'm super excited about that. But I just want to mention that they pride themselves on doing a personalized child-led curriculum, and in that they take the child's interest and help them fill in their life skills they need with their own unique interests. So it's like a very personalized way of working with the children. And right now they are waiving their registration fee if you mention TBHC when you call.
Oh, good.
So make sure and mention TBHC if you need child care for your children.
I mean, yeah. And they, you know, they are super generous people too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had a few interactions with them, and they always seem to be very generous and definitely care about kids. So
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. What else is going on? So talk about sponsors and how people can become a sponsor if they'd like.
Okay. all they have to do is contact me. I have got several spots still available. Now, we are selling tables at like a table at a time right now just for people who want to come. So I've tried to set aside enough tables for our a few extra sponsors. So if you want a sponsor, I need to get you in pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. But we have sponsorship availability from $2,500 all the way up to $10,000 if someone's interested. So we'd love to get you in. Contact me. Again, my name is Laurie Henthorne. And the number, I'm going to give it to you now, and I'll give it to you again at the end, is 972-937-1321. I think.
937-1321.
I just kind of went
blank. Well, one thing about it, if they can't remember that, they can always use the Googler.
Yes, they can.
And they can always contact the chamber, and we will always connect anyone. So being a sponsor. So talk about, too, like some of the things that people may not realize when they want to buy votes for their person they want to support. Okay. What are some things about how to do that?
So, I'm sorry. Did you mean like as a sponsor or just
all the things?
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I name somebody there that you particularly care about and you'd love to see them boost their chance at winning, you can go onto the website and there's a place where you can place a vote for them, $5 a vote, and we encourage you to vote regularly and often. You can place as many votes as you'd like for whoever you want to support. And just remembering, this is a fundraiser to help foster care, adoption, and teen pregnancy care. So All that vote money goes to support our programs. And so you can vote like that. If you are a sponsor, you also get X number of votes, depending on what size sponsorship you have, to put toward whatever dancers you wish.
Which is cool. So if you do want a table and you want to invite a group, and that's also the Christmas thing, maybe that someone says, hey, I got a table. Mm-hmm. We're going to fill it up with our friends or our family. And then you can put those votes towards your dancer or dancers,
yes,
of choice. So say maybe you have a couple and you want to divide them up. You can do that as well.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to do a table, it's $480. Now, that's not a sponsorship, but
right,
that is just to buy a table. So mm-hmm. If you want to bring your closest friends or family, you're welcome to do that like that.
That sounds good. Well, yeah. It was a fun event last year, and I'm telling you guys, if you haven't planned on attending or if you missed it last year, definitely make sure to attend this year. It's going to be even more amazing. Is there anything else you want to add?
Let me tell you who our judges are going to be.
Sure they're very cool.
Well, they are. Yeah, one of them especially. Well, I'm talking to one of them right now, Julie Ferris, one of our judges. Josh Oliver with the Waxahachie PD. Obi Onanobi from Altus. Erica Wilcox with the Charmers. And then we've got two ladies that are professional dancers. One is Kylie Griffin. One is Jennifer Ambern. And they were judges last year, so they'll be back. And I have got to mention DanceWorks.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my
Dance
goodness,
DanceWorks has been amazing.
Yes. DanceWorks is owned by Julie Grayson, and she and some of her instructors, namely Summer Stevens, Candace Grouse, and Haley Rasko, are volunteering their time and talent to work with our dancers again this year. And we are so grateful. They're giving up time and
lots of time,
yes, to work with them. Also, for those of you who were there last year, you saw Daymark dancers perform. Excuse me. They'll be there again.
Oh, good. Perfect. So, all right, guys, if you're interested, make sure you go to tbhc.org, and you can always come to the chamber and check it out if you have any questions. Lori Henthorne with TBHC, Foster Care and Adoption. And I'm going to finish this out for her because she is struggling over with the coughing. But guys, contact the chamber, contact Lori. Either way, it's all good. And we will get you set up with tickets or tables or sponsorship for TBHC Dancing with the Ellis County Stars. Talk to you next week.